Hello.
I'm Prudence.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Have we met before?
No, we haven't.
Well, it's very nice to meet you. What's your name?
Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hello.
How are you today?
Good, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. So, what have you been doing today, Paul?
I've been looking online for articles.
Articles about what?
About social interactions, social signals, politeness, etc.
Interesting. And what have you found out today, Paul?
I have found out that there are a lot of articles.
Good.
Yeah,
it is good. Do you have a sensible approach to how you're going to deal with the amount of articles you've found?
Right now, they're all just being thrown into RefWorks, and we'll deal with the rest later.
Okay. Well, I think maybe it would be better if you had more of an organized approach to your work. Do you think so?
Maybe.
Are you generally organized, Paul?
In some things, yes.
That's good. I like people who are organized. Very practical.
It is practical.
It's important to be organized in your approach to life.
Somewhat.
Just somewhat?
Well, yeah.
Well, I'm not too sure I would agree with you. I think it's important to be organized about everything.
But then you're never going to be spontaneous.
Well, there is something to be said for spontaneity, but I don't really appreciate people who are too flighty too much of the time.
Oh.
Would you consider yourself a flighty person, Paul?
No, actually no.
That's good. I like that. I think we might be on the same wavelength.
Okay.
So, I heard that you have moved recently.
Yes, I have.
How was that?
It was good. You'll be happy I was organized.
Good. I'm glad. And how did you approach your move?
I first looked up prices to get stuff shipped over, and then found the cheapest one. And then I bought boxes and packed everything up. And then shipped it to myself.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's a very good approach.
It is.
And did you label all of your boxes?
No.
Oh, so have you had any problem trying to find where everything is?
No.
Oh, well, that's good. You must have a good memory then.
I do.
Excellent. And so have you unpacked? Have all of your things arrived?
They have all arrived, but they're not all unpacked.
Okay. So you're taking it box by box?
More based on what I need. When I need it, it gets unpacked.
Going by necessity.
Yes.
I see. Well, that's a practical approach, I suppose.
It is.
Good. And so tell me something else about what's been going on in your life recently, Paul.
Okay.
Do you have any plans for what you're going to do in the next few months?
Yeah, I'm going to London in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then in July, I'm going to Italy for a workshop for 4 weeks.
Good. And tell me about the workshop.
It is a workshop that's a collaboration between engineers and computer science people and psychologists to come together to work on various projects.
And do you think it will be productive?
Hopefully. It's going to be 4 weeks, so I wouldn't want it to be a waste of my time.
Well, that's good. And 4 weeks is quite a long time.
It is.
And do you have a plan as to how you're going to fit the rest of your workload around these 4 weeks?
No idea.
Oh, I see. Well, do you think that you might be able to make a plan in the next little while?
Possibly.
That's good.
That's good.
And so tell me about London. That's soon.
Yes, it is. I'm going over there with Gary to work with Mark on some recordings.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me more about it?
Not really. I don't know that much about it yet.
Oh, okay. So you'll find out soon.
Yes.
What's going to happen.
Hopefully.
I think I might have to go now, but
okay.
Spike is waiting to talk to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Looking forward to it.
Bye.